I am thrilled to welcome Lindsay's dad, Michael Lowen, along with his attorney, Randy Zellin. Michael, thanks for being here. I want to start with asking you, what was the specific event that prompted you to go to Lindsay's apartment yesterday, and what did you see when you went inside?
Well, Jane, to be honest, and Randy will concede that I've been trying to do this quietly with Lindsay's lawyer for quite a while now. But when I heard what went on down at Coachella at the festival and Allie being down there without any supervision other than Lindsay, who's not in a position to supervise Allie at all, and that they were driving home at over 115 miles an hour, I got on a plane and I came out here.
I want to read this statement we got from Lindsay's attorney. Quote, Lindsay and her sister are afraid of their father and consider his conduct of yesterday to be nothing more than a publicity stunt. With respect to the Rolex, we adamantly deny the allegations. Michael, both Lindsay and her lawyer called your visit yesterday a cry for attention, a publicity stunt. I want to give you a chance to respond to all of that.
Well, thank you, Jane. And I think Randy can help in this as well. Randy and I have been in touch with Lindsay's lawyer, Sean Chapman Holly, for quite a while now, as I have with Dina, to try to sit down and do this quietly. I wanted to do this with Lindsay, Dina, and myself. Dina will never come to the table. The therapists, Lindsay's doctors, everyone have asked her to come to the table, and she won't do it because she's got her own issues. And I'm not going to take the focus off what the problem is. First of all, there was no publicity stunt involved. No one knew I was coming out here. I went there, and the cameras were at Lindsay's apartment. I didn't want to look like a moron, like having cameras follow me around. I went up there to check on my daughter, Allie. And what I saw up there was not a pretty sight. And
what
Allie
did
does
you
not
see?
Belong. The place is a mess. The girls were laying on a mattress on the floor with a sheet. And then some girl that was looked like she was in a just coming off a drug binge, walks out of the other room, and I suppose this is the one they call this the guardian, so to speak. She can't even take care of herself.
What problem do you feel your daughter Lindsay has? Let's talk about the big elephant in the room, and what are you afraid of?
What I'm afraid of, listen, and you know, I'm not knocking the treatment centers that she went to already, but When people with addiction problems go into a treatment center, I don't think they should go in without being on prescription drugs and come out being on prescription drugs. Every time Lindsay went to a rehab, they put her on more and more prescription drugs. She's got a major problem with prescription drugs now, and we know that when you mix it with alcohol and other illicit drugs or illegal drugs, you have a toxic combination there. And you don't know when your last day is going to be or when you mix the wrong combination of things, that it might be fatal or lethal. And I'm not going to let that happen. I've been trying to do this with Dina. Randy will tell you I've been trying to do it with the lawyers. And Sean Chapman Holly was on the phone with me yesterday, and she knows it wasn't a publicity stunt. I tried to do this quietly and sit down with Lindsay before going to the apartment and checking on Allie with the sheriff's department.